Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about David. David is described as a man after God's own heart. Can you imagine that? David is someone who was fully devoted to God in his heart. Yes, David fell short. Yes, he sinned. But boy, let me tell you something. David had a willing heart. And this is one of the reasons that I really love to read the Psalms, because so often the heart is mentioned. Consider the following scriptures. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 26, verse 2. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And so, dear listener, let me ask you, how's your heart today? What does your heart love? Who does your heart love? What is your heart willing to do for the Lord? A willing heart is a heart that wants to. So, in a way, you could say, God loves a heart that wants to chase after him, a heart that wants to seek his presence. God loves a heart that wants to serve him and be used for his glory. You see, if we think about it, our hearts can so often be filled with many, many things, many passions, many desires, many goals and plans. But how much of what is in your heart can be described as a willingness to seek God? Too often, I've seen people lay the blame for their failures on the devil, when in all actuality, the root issue was that they never had a willingness to seek God or obey his word. And so that left them exposed to the enemy. Too many people put the blame on their circumstances, or they want to blame it on their past or even on other people. But if you really get to the bottom line, their issue is a heart issue. They have no willingness. They have no want to. Their heart isn't willing to be led by the Good Shepherd. Their heart's not willing to repent and turn away from sin. And let me tell you, a heart that's not willing is often a heart that's in rebellion. Let me put it this way. I am not a Formula One driver because I've never had a willingness to pursue the sport. Therefore, you can never attain what you don't want. Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9 say, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Now, how many of us can be guilty of this? We can have lips that say all of these wonderful things to God when we want something. We have lips that can say these elaborate prayers, but when it comes down to the contents of our hearts, we really aren't willing to know the Lord. We are only seeking to benefit from his goodness and his blessings. And so when God finds a person who truly has a willing heart. He loves that. He loves a heart that's full of faith, a heart that's committed and focused to seek his kingdom first, above all else.
Christ and Christ alone is the rock upon which we stand. The gospel of Jesus Christ is all about repentance, turning away from sin, loving God with all your heart and soul and mind. The gospel of Christ is what we believe in. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's the gospel we believe as Christians. So guard your heart every day. Proverbs 4, verse 23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." You have a spiritual heart. The Bible uses this term, the heart, in a spiritual sense to refer to the real part of us, the very inner part of you, which is our soul, our spirit, our mind, all wrapped up in this concept of the heart. So what goes on in your heart affects the world around you. Out of the heart spring the issues of life. Do you have an issue with anger? Look at your heart. Do you have an issue with self-control? An issue with gambling? Do you keep cycling in and out of the same sin? Well, it's a heart issue. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life, the Bible says. The issues of life are heart issues. So think twice before blaming.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your husband or wife. What's really going on in your heart? What is really affecting your marriage and your relationships and your finances? So do what you have to. We are the gatekeepers of our physical hearts and spiritual hearts. So guard it, protect it, keep your heart and nurture your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And throughout the scripture, we read about the importance of our hearts and the condition, the spiritual condition of our hearts. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.'" We look at the outward appearance. We look at the suit, the dress. We look at the hair, if they have any swagger about them. We unfortunately make too many judgments and opinions based on the observation of our physical eyes. However, God goes beyond that. He's concerned with the state of the heart. Matthew 15, verse 8 says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." So you can say the right things. You can speak in the right kind of manner all you want, but it's not prayer until you give God all of your heart, soul, and mind.
Our hearts can be so fickle. We chase whatever we think will satisfy us at any given moment. Our desires are here one day and gone the next. The problem with our hearts is that our priorities are often in the wrong place. we tend to get distracted by worldly things. Things like money, power, and relationships. Things that aren't even necessarily evil, but can quickly become idols in our lives. We give them too much control. We give them permission to rule our lives, thinking they'll fulfill us, but they never quite deliver what they promise. Thankfully, there's a better way to live. There's a better king to rule our hearts, God. He is the only one who can fulfill us and satisfy us and give us everything we need. And he is worth pursuing above everything else. Keep God first, and you will lack for nothing. Let him rearrange your priorities, and he will rearrange your life. Give God the throne to your heart, and he will change your desires and enable you to be truly satisfied in him.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Take a minute to just think about that for a second. The heart? Not your mind, not anything else, but the heart. The part of you where emotions and desires begin. The heart. The part of you that drives your will and leads you to act. The Bible is clear here that there is greater wickedness in our hearts by nature than we ourselves are aware of. So, brothers and sisters, be warned by this verse in Jeremiah 17, 9. Don't fall under the false belief that your own heart is pure and better than it really is. The heart of man, according to the Bible, is in a fallen state. It's false and deceitful above all things.
Take a moment to think about what's important in the grand scheme of things. Everything on this earth is temporary and fleeting. None of it will last. But God's kingdom will never end. For that reason, he is the only one worthy of our devotion. He is the only one we should be focused on, no matter what everyone else is doing. Keep God first. No matter what season of life you're in, keep God first. Because the treasures of this earth are passing away. All of our earthly pursuits will let us down in the end. So store up your treasure in heaven, where nothing can be destroyed. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest will be added to you." He will provide for your every need, from the basics like food and clothing to our souls' deepest longings for love and affection. If you place faith in man, you will be disappointed. But if you trust in God, you will be rewarded. So what does it mean to keep God first? The first step is to make that conscious decision to devote your life to the things that matter. Strive to live for the glory of God. Live to love God and to love your neighbor. Meditate on his word all day long. Honor him with your words and with your actions. Always be seeking to grow in your walk with him, because that, above all else, is what our souls long for. These worldly pursuits demand so much of our time and energy. They enslave us. But Jesus comes to set us free. He comes to bring us rest. So pray for God to tear down every idol, to break down every barrier keeping you from Him. Don't be consumed by worry or fear, but trust in all His promises. Because when you keep God first, He will take care of the rest.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to place same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.